This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I'm here with my mom very late on a Sunday night. Say hello, Mom.
Hello.
And I got my friend Joy in the background who just wants to chill. She can't hear anything my mom says. You won't be able to hear anything she says, but just know her essence is in this room and is beautiful. Mom, how are you doing?
Doing good. Doing
good. How's life today?
Life has been very good today.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. I'm so happy for you.
It's been very good today. How about you? Yours?
It's been great. Got things done. No, today, so I was editing outside on my laptop, and I fell asleep, and I fell asleep with my head on the table like this. And then, no, that's not the oh no part, Mom. Just wait. So then... freaking joy in the background. And then I was dead asleep, and all of a sudden I woke up to me doing this massive burp. Like, it was this it was this airiest, like, it wasn't like a wet kind of, it was like the most airy, like, giant burp I've ever had in my life. It woke me up, and then I was like, oh my gosh. And then it happened three more times, and I'm just like being shocked awake from my own burps, and it felt like a demon was like expelling from my body. It didn't I was like, I feel like I'm gonna grow up. But it wasn't like a wet, you know how like when you do like a wet and like a little acid comes up, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna vomit. Like, it was this like deep, airy,
guttural,
dry burps. Guttural, yes, guttural burps. And it just like, just massive ones happened. And I was like, what was that? Because like, I burp constantly. I'm a gassy person.
I know people toot in their sleep, but I didn't know people burp in their sleep.
I toot in my sleep. But
everybody
like,
toots in their sleep.
I don't know. Maybe it was the way I was laying and I was like gathering too much air, because we all know I sleep with my mouth wide open. But I don't understand how I just got. It was the weirdest experience. Like, I was wide awake after that because I was
Wait a minute. If you sleep with your mouth open, then why do you wear a nose strip?
What? Oh, when I wear a nose strip, so I don't sleep with my mouth open. What do you think? Me? You think
I
you like
I
have
did.
Me in like a corner? Like, I got you now in a lie about
I
nose strips.
No. I'm like, hey, this doesn't make any sense. Why did she wear a nose strip then?
No, I wear a nose strip because when I sleep, I can't breathe out of my nose for some reason. Like,
right.
I go, my hair looks so strange. Hold on a second.
Your hair's beautiful.
Thank you.
I need mine cut. Well, you can't tell now.
I just cut your hair.
No, it's like way too long. It's in my way. It's annoying.
I literally just cut your hair.
It was like 3 months ago, Rachel.
That is, who cuts their hair every 3 months?
Yeah, but you cut this much. I need like this much cut.
Okay, I was like, do you want this or more? And you're like, whatever you do is perfect. So you lied.
It was perfect at that moment. It was perfect at the moment, and then it grew.
Okay, well, I'm going to quarantine to see you guys in March, so I'll recut it in March. Can you wait
another
month?
Yes, probably not, but that's okay. I might have Dad do it.
You're going to have Dad has shaky hands. You're going to have like a wiggle, wiggle haircut.
It's the new style.
It's the new style with
the
fresh type of flow.
Recycle.
All right, Mom, I'm going to get distracted. I was like, this is going to be a short podcast because I'm tired. And then I immediately just started fighting with you about something. And
you always immediately fight at me. And then I'm just like,
it gives me energy.
Awkward.
It's not awkward. What? Joy, is me fighting with my mother awkward?
No.
She said no. See, I win.
Entertainment.
It's entertainment, she says. All right, Mom, you want to give us the holidays that are of this week?
Surely I do.
Okay, tell me what they are.
Monday, National California Day.
California Day? Well, I can celebrate that.
I guess we're the day.
We are the day.
And National Cook a Sweet Potato Day.
I don't like sweet potatoes. They are so gross to me.
You know, I never had one until Christopher and Jessica. And they made me kind of eat
until
one.
They what?
They kind of encouraged me to eat things that I'm not.
Yes. Yes.
And it was pretty good. Bailey even got me to eat a beet. I'm like, what? This is a beet? This is good. Anyway.
See, I've eaten all the things. I'm down to try all the foods.
Yeah. I'm down to try everything now.
I've had sweet potatoes every which way. And the only way I like them is when Colleen makes a sweet potato casserole with the marshmallows on top. That's delicious.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Because I'm just eating marshmallow at that point.
I don't mind a sweet potato.
Sweet potatoes are disgusting, but I'm glad
you guys
like them. I
prefer real potatoes. Well, okay. Russet potatoes or little.
I love a golden, a red, sure. A russet, any potato, sure. But sweet. That's disgusting.
To each his own.
Gross.
Tuesday, how do you feel about banana bread?
I love banana bread.
Okay. I like banana bread with walnuts in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But put a walnut in that.
It's National Banana Bread Day.
We made banana muffins the other day.
Stephanie brought over a banana nut bread this morning, and she put chocolate chips in it.
That chocolate chips, great.
Delicious.
Banana muffin, banana in a carb, delicious. Mm-hmm. Bananas by themselves, I don't like it, but fine, I'll eat it. Don't put a banana in my smoothie. That's disgusting.
Ooh, no, I need a banana in my smoothie.
No, because you could have like a tropical smoothie with like mangoes, pineapple, all this good stuff. The second you put a banana in it, it just becomes a banana smoothie. You can't taste anything but the banana.
In your opinion.
No, that's a fact. That's not an opinion.
No, I can taste the tropicalness of it.
You're lying. All you can taste is the banana.
And chocolate and banana smoothies? With all the other fruits in?
Listen.
I can taste the chocolate.
Just don't lie. Just say, like, this is a banana smoothie. You can have your banana smoothie. But if you're giving me a tropical smoothie, don't put a banana in it. Because then you're just giving me a banana smoothie.
Okay. It's also National Dog Biscuit Day.
Dog Biscuit Day? On which? Yeah. Is this Tuesday?
Tuesday, yeah.
Joy, we're making dog biscuits on Tuesday.
It's also World Spay Day. I'm assuming they're talking about dogs.
Yeah, you spay dogs on that day. So you give them a biscuit and you spay them.
Okay. What about World Neuter Day? How come they don't talk about that?
I think maybe it's just like not only do one gender that day. We'll get to the other gender.
Spaying is for girl dogs. Anyway.
So we'll get to neutering later.
So how come the girls always have to be in control of birth control?
Preach it, Mom. Preach it. Why is it always up to the ladies?
Why? Okay, you knew what I meant. Wednesday, National Tortilla Chip Day.
I love a tortilla chip.
Yeah. Thursday, National Toast Day.
I love toast. Ooh, toast. You know what you need to do is toast some toast, put some butter on it, put some cinnamon on it, put some sugar on it, and eat it.
And if you put a layer of banana, only you taste banana, Rachel?
No, I was about to tell you a full other thing you could eat with toast with a banana, but you got sassy on me. I'm gonna tell you anyway. So toast some toast, put some peanut butter on it, put some cinnamon on it, put some banana on it, drizzle it in honey.
I don't know. All I taste is the banana.
Oh, because that's all you can taste in a smoothie? Because I was correct?
No, I was just being facetious.
I know you were.
I like putting squished avocados and rubbing a raw piece of garlic on my toast.
Sourdough bread toast is the best with that.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. It's also National Chili Day. Now,
what kind of chili?
The debate is, that's what I'm getting to. Before you were vegan.
Yeah.
Did you want chili with meat or without? And then the meat, want hamburger or steak?
I was thinking like a chili pepper.
Oh, I didn't look.
You don't know what kind of chili it is?
I'm sure it's got to be chili.
Also, I was like, wait, what if it's like, I'm chili out. It's chili out. What kind of chili are we talking about?
No.
There's so many different types
because
of chili.
Because they spelt it chili, the kind that you eat. So I think it would be chili pepper day if it was the chili.
Okay. So we're talking like the stew.
Mm-hmm.
Like a beef chili, a bean chili.
You grew up on ground beef and beans chili.
I loved that stuff. That was delicious. Disgusting.
I found later in life that getting steak and cooking, and you put cocoa powder in it. It's really good. It's delicious.
I don't like the steak. It's too chewy.
It is.
I mean,
true.
I like steak, but like I wanted ground beef in my chili. I like with it crackers on and baked cheese. Potatoes. I liked it Ooh. In a bowl with some saltine crackers or some oyster crackers. I know it doesn't go, but it does. I did not want it cream. On my French fries. Get it off my French fries. That's going to make them soggy. You suck.
I don't like anything on my French fries but salt ketchup. And ketchup.
Ketchup all day on the French fry. That's all I need. Yeah. And then I did like it on a burger every now and then. If I had the ability to just pick up the burger and eat it. You know what? Sometimes they put too much.
Well, then it's just a sloppy joe, pretty much.
I love a sloppy joe. I miss sloppy joes. Yeah. Should we make sloppy joes?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to make some sloppy joes.
How do you make a vegan sloppy joe?
Impossible meat. Beyond meat. Get out of here.
Oh, okay. Moving on. Friday is National Pistachio Day. Do you like pistachios?
I like pistachios.
Again, another thing I didn't try till Christopher and Jessica. It's also
really? That's a lie. We ate pistachios growing up.
No.
I ate a pistachio in your house.
And how old were you?
I don't know.
And when did Jessica come into your life?
When I was 8.
Bam.
So okay.
See? There
All
you
right.
go.
Okay, that's fine.
And it's also Skip the Straw Day. I cannot do that. I can't. Skip Rachel, would you pay attention to what you're doing?
My girlfriend's texting me.
Hey, I'm sorry. Responsibilities. Put that phone down.
She's saying goodnight. Can I say we're podcasting so late? Let me say goodnight to her.
Okay, so I'm telling the internet webs, it's Skip the Straw Day on Friday, but let's not skip the straw.
What? Oh, skip. Okay.
Focus,
maybe I should
Rachel,
pay attention because I was like, I was thinking you were literally trying to play jump rope with some straw. And I was like, how do you skip the straw? I thought it was some like weird Kansas game that you played as a child on the farm with a cow or something. I was like, skip the straw?
I was 3 when we moved to California, so I don't think I'd be skipping anything.
I don't know. You got Kansas roots, Mom. I don't know. Okay, so you don't get a straw for your beverage. That's
apparently
what Skip the Straw Day is.
You put your lips on the cup.
That seems so not safe in COVID times.
I don't know.
Get a reusable straw, guys.
I have one.
Look at you. You got them.
I can't skip my straws.
Okay.
Saturday, national. It's 3 things. Are you ready?
Saturday, go. I'm paying attention. She's asleep now.
Sure.
I can focus.
Okay.
So enjoy.
Polar Bear Day.
Polar Bear Dare?
Polar
Dare?
Day.
Dare?
Girl.
I am so
you
tired.
You are on another plane tonight.
I am so tired.
One
okay.
that's going to outer space. Hey, we landed in Mars. It's pretty cool. Did you see the pictures?
Yeah, that they put the. I didn't see the pictures, but I saw someone tweet, hey, we landed in Mars. And I was like, that's cool.
You got to see the pictures.
Okay.
Got to see the pictures. I keep waiting for a little Martian to run across, but it doesn't.
I don't think there's any aliens in this galaxy.
No.
They're thinking of the other galaxies.
Yes, there are other galaxies.
What? I said they're here.
Oh, Joy thinks the aliens are here.
She's an alien, maybe.
You're an alien, my mom says. Okay.
The table's upset.
It's also National Strawberry Day. Love a good strawberry.
Love a good strawberry.
National Pokemon Day.
Gotta catch them all.
I guess so. McDonald's is handing out those Pokemon cards now.
Pokemon?
I wrote down Pokemon.
I know you
That's
did. It's Pokemon,
thing.
Not Pokemon.
Sunday. National Tooth Fairy Day.
Tooth Fairy? You guys messed that up so much.
Hey. We tried.
I was the last of 4. It was over by the time we got to me.
Like, did you? Did I? Did we? Did it happen?
Wait, did she lose a tooth? Which kid was that?
Like, saved all the teeth.
Ew, yeah. My mom has all her teeth saved.
No,
it's
not
weird.
Anymore.
Why did you save them and then get rid of them randomly?
Because you ridiculed me, so I got rid of them.
Mom, we could have used that.
Colleen what?
Could have done something with it, and you know it.
Ew. Necklaces out of teeth. I've seen people do that.
Oh, God. Oh, my teeth feel so wrong. Don't talk about that ever again.
Okay. Ugh. I'm done.
I had to push them all back up. All right. Is that all the holidays, Mom?
We could use hair for the string.
Stop talking.
Okay, go.
All right. We're going to move on to the news. But before we do, let's talk about our sponsors for today. Now, my mom might have given you nightmares, but you know what's going to give you amazing sleep. Helix. Helix Sleep. They're an amazing mattress company. Helix Sleep has a 2-minute quiz that helps you find the perfect mattress that matches your body type and sleep preferences. Helix finds a mattress for you, not just for anybody. It's specialized to you. Every person and body is unique. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses. Mattresses that are great for cooling when you get hot. And Helix Plus for those plus-sized folks, which is awesome. I personally got a medium firmness because I like to sleep on my side and my back, and it was comfy, and I love it. I love a good night's sleep, and that's what I get without hurting my back. You know, sometimes just those mattresses, you wake up and you're like, that hurt. No, not with Helix Sleep. Helix is awesome, but you don't have to take my word for it. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired magazine. So just go to helixsleep.com/allthingsinternet. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz and they'll match you to a customized mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty and you get to try it out risk-free for 100 nights. And if you don't like it, they'll even pick it up for you. But trust me, you won't like it. You'll love it.
Oh.
So Helix is offering up to $200 off mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/allthingsinternet. That is helixsleep.com/allthingsinternet. The name of the show. Go get up to $200 off and 2 free pillows, y'all. That is all. All right. Thank you Helix,
about
for sponsoring.
Right now.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Hey,
sorry, she texted me back again.
I'm going to fire you.
Don't fire me. All right, we got a follow-up. A follow-up from last week. James Charles, was he bald or wearing a bald cap? Mom, do you know the answer? It was a bald cap, ladies and gentlemen. It was a video prank where he pranked his friends and family acting like he had a bald. He was bald, but he was wearing a bald cap. So we were right, Mama.
We were right.
We were right. You can't fool us.
No. Well,
we might
can,
not
but...
be the smartest, but sometimes you can't fool us. Okay. All right. My favorite trend that I saw on TikTok this week was it's like a boy and a girl, and it shows that you get in like kind of like you get on your elbows and your knees, mm-hmm. and you're on your elbows and your knees, and girls can put their hands behind their back swiftly and not fall forward, but guys can't. And again, this is just the thing. It's hilarious to watch. Everyone told me to do it. I was like, yeah, I don't have any guys around. I just got joy. So I couldn't try.
You could ask one of your landscapers to try.
I was not going to go out and be like, hey, landscapers.
Hey, come on.
Can you stop laying my pavers and just get on your elbows and knees for me?
Sure.
And just do this real quick. No, it's the same thing with the chair trend that went around for a while. How like guys couldn't lift up a chair when they stood a certain way, but girls could. And it has to do with men hold most of their weight in their chest. Women do it in their hips. La-di-da, science. So if you want to see it, my sister and Eric did it over on her TikTok page, Colleen. I think it's just what her handle is.
But did you get your pavers put in? Is that done?
Yes, the pavers are put in.
Why
and
have
the
I
patty-
not in the picture? Rachel?
Listen.
You're forgetting all about your mother lately.
I did not forget about. I have texted you every single day.
But I didn't get a picture of
pavers. I sent you a picture yesterday. Thank you very much. It was of my face and I looked cute. I'm getting my patio furniture delivered tomorrow because she's fancy.
Ooh.
And I'll send you a picture of that.
Okay. I sent you a picture today.
Of what? You sent me a picture today?
I did, and you scolded me yet again.
You're
always scolding me.
Well, oh, yeah. Okay, listen. My mom helped me purge my house of a bunch of stuff I didn't want. And one of the things I didn't want was a video testing product, which was like a bamboo seat for your bathroom.
Well, I didn't know what it was.
I told you what it was.
But
I said this is used. Okay, listen. It's a seat for your shower, okay?
It's really pretty.
Sure. My mom was like, I want this. I was like, great. She is using it as a side table in her living room. Well, my naked butt has been on that.
It looks really
good.
And
she's got a box of tissues and a remote on it.
I do.
That deserves
right where your butt was, so it's good. It looks good there.
All right, Ma.
Trent won't use it, and I couldn't figure out why. Maybe he knew what it was.
He probably does know what it was. He has every right to not use it. All right. So what brought the internet together this week, and is also the number one thing I wanted to talk about, and Zoe asked me to talk about, there is a grown man rapper called DaBaby who is trying to stir up beef randomly with the one and only Queen JoJo Siwa. So...
No.
Don't worry.
Mess
the internet.
With JoJo.
Don't mess with JoJo. The internet has come to her rescue.
Good.
So, as we've known, JoJo is living life. She's the best. She's perfect. We love her. And this has been her, like, month, basically. So, this rapper randomly put her in a song where he just calls her the B word for no reason. Like, he's in the middle of a rap, has nothing to do with her, and he's like, you a B, JoJo Siwa, a B. And everyone on the internet went, excuse me? People that don't even care about JoJo. People that would probably just make fun of her on a regular basis were like...
I just wanted attention.
Yeah, they're like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And so the entire internet was like, dude... This is a 17-year-old girl who just came out of the closet, who is living her best life and does nothing negative on the internet. And they're like, you're just mad. I saw some funny things that are a little petty, but I'm going to repeat them. I did not say these. They're petty, but I'm just going to tell you what they were. They were like, dude, you just mad because she's taller than you. She's 1 inch taller than you. They're like, you're just mad because she gets more girls than you. You're just mad because she's worth more than you. And they put their net worth up versus 14 million and his was 2. It was just people were like, what are you doing? You're a grown man and she is a teenage girl. What was that? And of all the people that are trying to start beef with, like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
What?
And of course, me being her like big sister, I was like real mad about it. But then at the same time, I was like, if she even gives a crap, she'll respond beautifully. But that girl is living in her own world. She's in Canada right now working on a musical. She's in love. She's happy. She's surrounded by her happy family and whatever. Like, bro, no. And then I was thinking, I was like, he wanted to try and start beef with someone he thought he could, like, win.
No.
It was like, no, you're not going to win. Because I just loved how the internet was like, no, even people that just don't care about JoJo were like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing, bro? But there were beautiful memes and hilarious comments and whatnot made on the subject, and I very much liked it. I'm just really glad that the internet, because she gets a lot of hate on the internet. She gets a lot. So it was beautiful to see everyone come together to support her. It's just like, DaBaby, what are you doing? All right. Liz wants to know why my mouth was bleeding. This is internet related. So I went to Joshua Tree with my girlfriend over the weekend. Last weekend, we've had a podcast since then. But on Friday, during my photo dump, I posted a picture of my face just bleeding. And with no explanation, just zero, because that's how I roll. I just don't do things. And it was like, what? Why? What's happening? I had burnt my hand in Joshua Tree. I touched a fireplace. It wasn't fun. I was in a lot of pain. And I always brush my teeth before bed. Like, I will not brush my teeth. I brush my teeth and I floss. I always, always floss. So it was time to get ready for bed. And I realized I could not floss because you have to have two hands to floss. And my left hand was destroyed because I burned it. So my lovely girlfriend was like, I'll floss your teeth for you. She did one jab up into my two front teeth and it immediately started gushing blood.
Oh.
It didn't hurt at all, but I thought it was hilarious. And she was like, I just murdered you. It's like, you did. And I immediately took a picture and posted it with no explanation. So that's why my mouth was bleeding, because I burned my hand and I needed to floss my teeth. And my girlfriend said she would floss it for me. So that is what happened. She made me bleed. So that's all. Just K one. What?
Oh, never mind.
No, no, no. Go.
When the dental yeah. dentist does that, because it feels like that's what's happening.
Yes.
But I found one that goes softer and.
Yeah, it was. She got stuck in the. She was like yeah. in, and then she. It was a little bit of resistance, so she jammed. She had pure intentions.
Yeah.
Didn't work out the way she planned.
But did she finish?
Yeah, I made her because okay. I was like, no, my teeth need to be flossed. Floss. So my teeth got flossed and my retainers got put in.
Oh.
Okay. Just K wanted us to talk about how Ted Cruz left Texas during their freeze over, because Texas is just frozen and they have no electricity and like no running water, and the water they do have is contaminated and stuff. So Ted Cruz, who's supposed to like run Texas, went to Cancun, and he said it was to be a good dad. No, bro, you wanted a vacation and to get out of the cold, and you got caught, and you're a butthead, and I don't appreciate it. And yes, everyone needs a vacation, but you signed up for a job where you're there to work for the people, and the people needed you. So that is your job, is to be there for the people. That's what it is. You're a politician. You got voted in by the people, and you're supposed to work for the people. You can have a vacation when everything's good and well. So yeah. Make everything good and well, and then you can go
and
on
then
your
go
vacation.
On vacation.
There, so done deal.
Job, I'm out.
When I want to go on a vacation, I get my job done, yeah. And then I can go. And then I actually just do more work while I'm on vacation. Listen, we both work for the people. Figure it out. Eddie wants us to talk about Colleen's curtain bangs. Bangline? Bangline.
Bangline.
Mom, you saw her today, did you not?
I did.
How are her bangs looking?
She looked breathably.
Whoa. Calm down now. She looks a Brenda. She looks a Brenda.
Beautiful. So
there you go. There you guys have it. In person, Colleen's curtain bangs look a Brenda.
Tired. Okay. She looked beautiful.
Are they still curtain? Because she said that she didn't like the curtain and she was just going to chop them into normal bangs. Are
she
they still-
has not chopped yet.
Has not chopped. Okay. We have. Oh, you know what? She sent me pictures. She sent me pictures today because she actually wanted me to go to the thing she was doing. And oh, she's wearing a beanie. She's wearing a beanie in these pictures. Oh, there she is. Still has the curtain bangs.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I thought they looked good. I saw her in person. Yeah. I know. I saw her on FaceTime. And I was like, they look great. And also, they are long enough where she can make them look like they're not bangs anymore.
Yeah, because she had them behind her ear. Or she was yeah. doing something. And I looked at her. I'm like... Alright.
She got to
but yeah, no, they're still there.
She got to cut her bangs and be happy with it. So Bangline lives.
Bangline.
Yeah. Keeps going. Laura wants us to mention that Billie Eilish's documentary, The World Is a Little Blurry, comes out soon. So okay. I don't know. I didn't look into it. There's so many documentaries. I'm sure it's about Billie Eilish.
Who is that?
She's a singer.
Oh, okay.
She's got some good songs. She's talented. Amanda wants us to talk about how Lana Del Rey has a profile picture cult going around on TikTok. So Lana Del Rey is a singer. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, a bunch of people started changing their profile picture to her face in front of a burning car, I believe.
Okay.
And... everyone was like, why are they doing this? And then more people started doing it. And they're like, okay, so this is a cult. This is the internet, people. The reason why they did it is because y'all said, why are you doing it? So the same thing happened with like I want to say like at the beginning of last year, everyone was changing it to like a chicken or something. I don't remember.
That's a good one.
I don't remember. It was like an egg or a chicken, something along those lines. Everyone was changing their profile pictures to this one thing. And everyone was like, why? And they're like, oh, we're all in it together. And like, or I was like, but why are you doing it? And they're like, you'll never know. And the reason why they were doing it is because they were doing it. It's the same thing. It was a people that loved Lana Del Rey started changing their profile pictures to that because they're like, we love Lana Del Rey. Yeah. And everyone was like, I want to do it too. And then everyone's like, why are you guys doing it? And then they're like, you'll never know. And they're like, well, I want to do it too. And then it's just, that's just the internet. There's no, the internet. There's no rhyme or reason. It's just
no.
Because someone else did. That's it.
That's it. That's all.
And then the last bit of news I have. We don't have much news. What are you looking at?
Cinderella just went to bed. Oh. She was cute.
Oh. All right. The last bit of news. Apparently there was two women that dressed up as old women to get the vaccine.
Did they get it?
I think they got the first round, but they didn't get the second.
I'm having a hard time getting it.
Did you call that place I told you to call?
I have called every place twice a week.
Did you call the place I told you to call?
Yes, I did. It's not happening yet. We're being the squeaky wheel.
Be the squeaky wheel. Be persistent.
We're trying.
Be persistent. All right. Before we move on to questions, that's all I have, unless you have news. How's the squirrel?
I have not seen the squirrel, but I have had a lot of visits from woodpeckers and scrub jays.
Good. We got some bird action in here.
We got instead a of, lot of bird action.
Instead
out
of squirrel action, we got bird action.
But instead of just the little wrens and the little finches, we now have bigger birds.
All right.
Yeah.
We're getting at least.
Speaking of birds, this is not an ad, but explore.org is getting pretty exciting. Let me tell you why.
Please do.
The eagles have laid eggs, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Yes.
So explore.org, it's free. Go look at any animal you want on there, and they're out in the wild. It's pretty cool. The Decora North Nest just laid two eggs.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to say this. The Saucis eagles, I don't know. It's in the Channel Islands, right? I can see it. You can see the islands. They have a nest and they laid three. Two didn't make it because of
pesticides
from years and years ago. There's still remnants of it around. And there's just one left. So we hope that one hatches in a couple.
We're all rooting for that one egg on explore.org, y'all.
Explore.org.
All right. Thank you for that update, Mom. Let us check to see if we actually do have another sponsor for today. Sponsor.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
All right, questions. We're not doing a game because I am pooped. It is 9:30 p.m. on a Sunday, and I want to go to bed. Joy has already gone to sleep like six times on that couch behind me. So let's move on to questions. Abby wants to know, what is the most snow you've ever seen in your life? I'm curious because you live in California, and it doesn't snow often there. False. It snows.
Yeah, there's a lot of snow.
Like Mammoth and Tahoe and Big Bear, there are mountains that snow. The most snow, I got stuck in a snowstorm in Tahoe, and I went to Mammoth right after it snowed, and there was just a lot, like, I don't know how many inches, there was a lot, but I was stuck in a snowstorm it's next to Tahoe, it's the place where they became cannibals because they got stuck there.
Donner Pass,
yes. I got stuck in a snowstorm there and was like stuck in a cabin against my will for several days. I've seen a lot of snow. I've been in a lot of snow. And it does snow in California, just not like LA and Santa Barbara. Which is where we live. But it does snow. So it exists. What, did a bug fly past you?
A bug flew past. I'm like, what are you doing in my house?
Okay. Just chilling. What's the most snow you've ever seen? My mom avoids snow.
I was driving. Well, I wasn't driving. My dad was driving.
From your child.
California to Kansas or Kansas to California. I don't know, one of those things. Mm-hmm. And there was like giant things of snow. And then the freeway was, or not the freeway, the road was just cut into this giant, massive. Yeah.
A lot of snow. All right.
And we saw a lot of snow in Denver, or not Denver. Well, yes, but
Boston.
Where'd we take you? Oh, Boston.
Utah? Was a little snow.
No, we took you to
Idaho.
To Lake Tahoe. Lake Tahoe. Yeah. And it snowed there, but
it wasn't a lot.
Wasn't a lot.
That one you took me. When I was an adult and went on my own, it was a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Yeah.
Liz wants to know what your favorite part of being in the Valentine's Day show was, Gwen.
Oh.
So my sister, we had a we've had a podcast since my sister's Valentine's Day show, but we recorded it before the show.
Yeah.
So Mom, what was your favorite part about being in Colleen's show? Please tell us, because it was just
Dad
my favorite
escorting
part.
Me off stage.
Did you know she was going to pull you up?
No, not a clue.
This is my favorite thing my sister does
whatsoever,
and my mom never sees it coming, and my sister does it every time. So what? Why aren't you prepared for it, Mom?
Well, she's done it. So it's like, oh, she's not going to do that again. And so, you know, I'm just going about taking care of Flynn or doing whatever I'm doing and watching the show at the same time.
It was my favorite part of the show.
My hair wasn't brushed.
It was genius. She cracked so many times.
Oh, man.
You were giggling. Corey lost it. It was my favorite part of the show. I was dying. I had my freaking Taco Bell burrito. I'm like shaking it at the screen, laughing at you.
What would she do if I left the room to go to the bathroom during that or something?
She would have screamed at you till you came in. She knew you'd be there. She knew.
Stinker. Awkward.
I wrote down your name wrong. I put me. If someone's name is me, then you ask this question. Stupidest things one of your dogs have done recently. Blaze peed on Snoop's head this morning. So that happened.
That happened.
That happened. Amanda says, I know this is random, but have you ever slept walk? Yes. I used to get night terrors.
Oh, that girl. Yes, you did.
I got night terrors and I would walk and march and scream and punch and run.
And there was only two things that would stop you from doing it. Getting you out of that terror. Or walking in circles.
Peeing was one of them. What was the other?
Peeing was one. Laying you on your belly on the bed. You had to be laying face down on your belly on the bed.
But the bathroom
worked the best.
Did you have to physically move me or could you coax me?
No, we'd have to take you. You'd walk with us, but you were a mess. You were having tears and you never remembered what they were.
No, I never remembered.
Thank goodness. Because they were like horrible.
But at one time we went to Idaho and I slept walk from the basement we were staying at someone else's house and I slept walk from the basement up two flights of stairs to the second story and crawled into the master bed.
Which you had never been in.
I had never been in. I hadn't
even seen it.
I was a child. We got to this house in Idaho.
I didn't even know where the master bedroom was.
And in my sleepwalking days as a child, I went up a basement stairs. Went up another flight of stairs to the second story, found the master bedroom, crawled in between these two people I did not know.
Mark and Debbie.
Fell asleep again. And they were like, no, which child is this? Get it back downstairs.
She very sweetly brought you back down.
Yeah. So that's
and you didn't remember any of it.
Okay. And then the last question.
Rachel? Were you looking at your phone?
I was actually looking at my computer, which shows my text messages.
Rachel? So...
Hold on.
You gotta turn... No! You turn your phone off when you're recording.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Dead space.
No. No, it's happening. Okay, last question. Danny asks, are you okay with us calling you Gachel? I don't want to force the label on you. Thank you. My mom has not heard Gachel. This, apparently. Gachel. It's gay Rachel. If you are not aware, I came out of the closet on the internet this last week. Okay, so you can call me Gachel. I think that's funny. I have no problem with that. It's not offensive at all. Go for it. Gachel is fine. Colleen calls me Gachel. There's no issue with that whatsoever. I think it's funny. So thank you, though, for being considerate and asking my feelings on the matter.
Now ask her mother.
No. You don't get to dictate my feelings.
Your name is Rachel. Like, Christopher's name is Christopher, not Chris.
Okay, you are never allowed to call me Rach, Ray, 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 Boo Boo Bear. monkey.
That's different.
It's not different.
Yeah, it is.
It's not different at all.
Boo boo bear.
Rachy? Yeah, see? You're fine. And I'm their Gachel.
Yeah. Well, I won't call you that. That's not one of my pet names for you.
Okay. Colleen calls me Gachel, so that's fine.
She can.
Yeah.
That's her prerogative.
That's her prerogative. So anyway, thank you for being considerate, Danny. That was very nice of you. That's great. Yeah, I've got nothing but love. Thank you, everyone, for everything this last week. But that's all I have. Those are all the questions,
topics.
Is that like
a ship name? You know how they put two people together?
Yes.
Okay.
But they put me with gayness together.
Okay.
Whatever. They're just having fun. They're all excited. I didn't ever mean for my coming out to be like a... I didn't want to, like, come out. I thought it was... I was like, this is ridiculous that, like, I have to, like, make a statement. So I didn't. And
you
I
don't.
Just, like... Yeah, I don't. And so I just mentioned it in a vlog. And then people started freaking out on Twitter being like, wait, was that real or not? So I did a little tweet being like, yeah, it was real. You know, whatever. Okay, still just a soft opening, if you will. And then YouTube demonetized my video of me saying that I had a girlfriend. And I was like, okay. So I made a statement being like, I am gay. YouTube did this, which was annoying that I had to do that. But it rectified the situation. And then... Now, I'm like, okay, I guess I had to, like, because of society, I had to come out, even though, like, I didn't want to have to come out. So it's just like, to me, there's people who are they're coming out sort of huge and great and grand and they're proud and, you know, but for me, I'm more of each person's different. And I'm more of like I didn't want it to be a thing, but it's the internet. It's a thing. It was like, all right, whatever, you guys. Have fun with it. Take it as you will. But yeah, so Gachel is fine. Thank you, Danny. All right, that's it.
That's it.
I love you guys.
Explore.
I love you, Mom.
Explore.org.
And helixsleep.com/allthingsinternet is sponsored. All right, Mom, you want to take us out?
Sure. We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.